the stuff that's coming at us. It's so hard for small businesses to navigate. I think you need to zig and zag. And Mr. Forrester, you're with us this morning. Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Debbie.
Tell me what you do. Tell our listening audience what you do.
So we help small businesses to grow. That might be business plans, marketing plans, borrowing money, or advice about their financial statements and, you know, all sorts of things that maybe business owners aren't focused on because they're the best at whatever they do.
Sure. They may be the best plumbers or the best restaurants or the best caterers, but they didn't probably get into the business to hire employees and deal with HR stuff and marketing.
Exactly.
When we just had Don Blatt on, and he talked about the Great Depression, and you know, there's, you know, a bunch of people that are tentative and basically scared to start a small business because of everything they hear out there. And what you guys offer is just a world of information for us for free.
Yeah, that's right. People can, you know, contact the Florida Small Business Development Center and get a free business consultant. And we also have a number of workshops in various topics that are usually really low cost, like $20 or less in many cases.
What do we learn in these workshops, and what kind of advice can you give us when it comes to maybe helping a small business grow bigger or maybe branch out and really differentiate themselves in the market?
Yeah, so I mean, that's our goal, is to help people grow, hire more employees, earn more money, and improve the economy. And so in these workshops, depending on the topic area, if they're attending a marketing workshop, they can walk away with strategies, or just working with a consultant, they can walk away with strategies that they can use tomorrow to help improve their business. In my own case, I'm often working with people where we're teaching them how to put things together in a campaign. So instead of sort of acting haphazardly or ad hoc, oh, here's an opportunity, there's an opportunity, instead we're working towards a campaign. And we have a goal, and we're doing marketing activities all in the same way, with the same goal in mind.
Now, what do you do specifically? You say you have a campaign. So are you on the advertising side?
Well, so my background is in marketing and advertising, but I'm helping that business owner know what to do. They might
There's
choose,
a lot. There's a lot choose, out there today.
So let's say somebody might be running an email marketing campaign. They might be taking out Facebook ads. They might be doing some print ads. Most of all, they're probably doing networking and events because that's really the most effective in many cases. But we want all that to look the same and be about the same topics.
How does a small business bring you the information that they're currently working on? Do you meet face-to-face? Is this all over the phone? How does this work with you, Mr. Forrester?
Usually it's face-to-face. We're able to work some of what we do over the telephone and by email, but most of what we do is face-to-face. And, you know, that way we can use the resources at our fingertips. We have plans and templates and things to help people with that marketing plan or business plan or whatever that might be.
Now, how do they call and set up appointments, and how long do you see them for?
Yeah, so they just need to contact the Florida Small Business Development Center. There's a location at Channelside, part of the University of South Florida, and then I'm in a location at Pinellas County Economic Development. So in my case, they would go to the Pinellas County Economic Development website and sign up for consulting, and we'll get them set up. And usually a session is anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, kind of depending on how much homework kind of gets created in that session. We kind of send people away and with things to work on, and then they come back and we take the next step.
Now, what types of avenues can you direct us towards? Like, are you pro Facebook? Are you pro doing it face-to-face? Are you direct marketing? Can you tell us about all those different things, or is there something you really favor?
I do really favor anything that's hands-on. So event marketing and network marketing, where there's somebody from your business, or your representative, interacting with your potential customers. When people interact, they're much closer to doing business. But the truth of the matter is, you know, social media like Facebook is really close to that now, isn't it? So
it's,
you know, I have clients who are interacting every day on social media, with their quote friends on Facebook, and that's really powerful too.
What types of businesses do you see in your practice, Kurt?
Well, we see all types of businesses. There isn't anybody we don't see. The business that we can help the most is usually that business that's maybe got a little bit of experience. They've got maybe, 3 years of experience and maybe 3 employees, because many times those businesses are in a position to get much bigger quickly. And so they've gotten through the difficult first year or two, and now they're kind of ready to really expand in a dramatic way.
How long can a business come to you for direction?
Oh, so I have clients that have been seeing me for 12 years or more.
And
sometimes those clients might see me once a month or once a quarter. So what we'll do is when we first get together, if we're working on a project, say a cash flow projection or a financial statements or business plan, marketing plan, we might meet every week for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. But then it usually goes to once a month or once a quarter, where they can go and run their business and kind of come back and check in with us.
What size of companies come to you for help? Small businesses or larger companies?
So we're the small business development centers, but that really, that definition goes pretty large. So I have businesses that see me from one person to 100 people.
And, oh, wow.
Most of the businesses that I work with are probably, 1 to 20 people involved.
Okay. And what is the cost of some of the marketing that you come up with? Is it something that the companies can easily afford to do, or are you letting really that be up to the company once they get a better background in what you do?
Yeah, so we're going to first work with what's available, right? We want to first kind of establish a budget, and then we're going to come up with marketing things that we can do. And there's quite a few things that can be done for free, a whole lot of face-to-face marketing is free. A whole lot of social media and email is free. So there's plenty we can do that doesn't cost a lot of money.
Okay. How do they get a hold of you if they want more information and they want to make an appointment to come in and see Mr. Forrester?
Best way would be to go to our website at pced.org. That stands for Pinellas County Economic Development. And it's pced.org. Click on the entrepreneurship tab, fill out the form there, and they'll be in the system. They'll get a phone call from us to follow up.
Great. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're going to have you back, and we're going to talk marketing strategy. How about that?
All right. Sounds
Thank
great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. Small businesses, take them up on it. They've got free workshops and advice for you. We'll be back with more on my show in just a moment.
Keeping you in the loop.